I haven't done this for a while, and I don't make a habit of this. I think you should stay at the Ambo. But I was listening to Father Isaac proclaim the gospel, and I got this image in my head, because I've been at one Easter vigil in my life, and it was here, and I was a deacon, but about the same amount of people, and it was Father Fred. Now, Father Fred was unpredictable, right? A little unpredictable. So, and I'm pretty like by the book, and he has me bring over a glass of milk and chocolate syrup. Remember this? Like, what is he doing? So he gives his homily, and he's got like a table, and he is all about like putting this chocolate syrup in the milk, and that's supposed to be like the Holy Spirit. You know, it's like we're making chocolate milk. You know, you milk, but you put the chocolate, and that's what the Spirit is like in our lives. Like, we're all glasses of milk. We're bland, but we get the Holy Spirit, and we're just infused with this chocolate. I thought, never doing that. I'm not doing that one. But so I thought, well, you know what? Maybe since this is the vigil, and I have a homily prepared, we can use those. We can use that tomorrow. Maybe we'll just kind of entrust. Hopefully, the Holy Spirit will give me something to say. Because if he doesn't, we're all out of luck, huh? We're all out of luck. So it's Pentecost. You know, what do we celebrate in Pentecost? You know, Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, I have come to set the world on fire. And oh, there was already ablaze. Well, you know, tonight, you and I celebrate that fire. Because on Pentecost, that fire came. The fire that was really a gift of the most perfect act of love. Jesus' death on the cross. Oh my. In his resurrection, he set the world on fire. Now, fire can be destructive, right? But fire can be cleansing. Fire can be purifying. And my goodness, don't you and I need purified? Don't you and I need cleansed? The things that we really have to pray for the Lord to, if you will, burn out of our lives are selfishness, our ego, our possessiveness. But maybe most of all, what the Lord needs to burn out of our lives is this incredible grasp that you and I have on our own will. Tenaciously, we hold on to what we want, believing that if we get what we want, we will be happy and we will be fulfilled. But yet, like, we're not happy. We're not happy. You know, I want to fund campus ministry. You know what I need to do? I need to put more stock in antidepressants. We'll be good. We'll be good. We're not happy. We're not fulfilled. Jesus stood up in that temple and said, I am the living water. Do we listen to him? We're dying of thirst. We're dying of thirst. Because we seek to be satiated. In anything other than God. I do it, and you do it. But the living water is the gift of Pentecost. The life-giving water of that Spirit So we have the beautiful images of that water and that fire and that wind. The wind that blows, we do not know. But to open and allow that wind to blow through our lives. And it will take us places we never could have imagined and do things we never could have anticipated. And maybe be on fire. Prometheus, remember Prometheus? He stole fire from the gods. That is what we as human beings think we have done. Especially now. Prometheus, that was nothing. Look what we do now. We believe that we have the fire. And what do? We redesign human life. We tinker with human life. We decide that we are going to determine our own truth, even about our gender. Okay, that's crazy, but that's where we are. How about abortion? We believe we have that fire, so if we have a life that is inconvenient, or maybe is not perfect, we'll destroy it. But that fire that Prometheus stole and that you and I as human beings in our society grasp, that fire destroys us. That is a destructive fire. But the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life makes you alive. It gives you purpose. It gives you reason. It gives you hope. It gives you joy. It makes your life worthwhile. And that fire consumes you. But just like the fire of the burning bush, that bush was not consumed, and neither will you. You will be made whole. You will be made full. You will be what you are meant to be. We have a saying from Catherine Siena over the doors of Annie Sarlo, our campus minister. It says something in effect, if you were what you were meant to be, you would set the world on fire. Well, I don't know about you, but my world is pretty smoldering most of the time. Once in a while, there's a spark, but there can be so much more. And there can be so much more in your life. You know, at this Pentecost, at this, you know, we've come to the end of the Easter season. Okay? And as such, we will take the Paschal candle, the Easter candle, we will extinguish it, and we'll put it back by our small little baptismal font. But that candle, that Easter font, that pillar is supposed to be you. We can extinguish the candle, but now you have to go out. You have to be light. You have to be fire. It's you. We have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, the wind and the fire. It's in you. It's in you. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You may not recognize it. You may not want to look at it. You may find it inconvenient. But it's there. Take that wind. Take that fire. Take that spirit out these doors. And share it. Come, Holy Spirit.